Jim Zimnick joins us this morning from the Lorain County Metro Parks. Good morning.
Morning.
You're used to being outdoors, right?
That's right.
Metro Parks?
It's always sunny in Elyria. It's always sunny in Lorain County. Come on, folks.
Yeah, what's a little rain, little wind? That's what the parks are all about.
That's what Northeast Ohio is all about. Okay. Could be Houston. Remember that.
Yeah. This little rain is a lot rain in a lot of places as well. So watch out for the standing
water.
It's
not the rains of biblical proportions that we got last May.
I suppose if we walked down over to Cascade Park there and looked at the falls, we'd see some nice rushing water and looking at the beautiful flow of the Black River.
That's right, the wonder of nature.
Yeah, the power of it, too.
The power of nature.
As long as it stays in its place.
there you go.
Creeping in my basement and my yard, then we have issues
and flooding our parks. But yeah, better flood our parks than flood your basement, so that's okay with us.
But you kind of, in your parks, kind of let sort of nature take its course in many of those
issues, we do.
Right?
Yes, we do. And like I said, sort of from a big picture philosophical point of view, we don't mind sometimes that the parks flood because it offers some relief for our overloaded system sometimes, our storm sewer system. And when it all goes away, if we do our jobs right, we just take a power broom and clean off the trails and we go back to work. So we're kind of used to it. We manage it. You know, we're just protecting. All we care about is the people. You know, we can protect the property, but it's Mother Nature, and Mother Nature will repair itself.
You talk about that in light of Cascade Park. I was at one of your meetings a couple months back, and people talked about letting the park take care of themselves, not trying to build in floodplains.
Correct. Yes. One of the things is we embarked on this process of Cascade and master planning it. I don't want to say discovered, but rediscovered or kind of the splash in the face, bad pun intended. Most of that park is actually in the floodplain. So it limits any kind of long-term development relative to buildings and structures. But again, it still functions as a park, and most of the time it's dry. But we certainly would be remiss in our responsibilities to build structures or facilities that are going to be flooding on a regular basis. So that's, and certainly in this day and age, you know, we're smarter than we were 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And, you know, we know what's going on. We see the floods. I think we all kind of grimace when they say 100-year floodplain, because on the average, it's not flooding every 100 years. I think we're looking at more than 3 to 5 year. And we're smarter about it, and we're more responsible about it, and we're going to do the right thing. So
you took over day-to-day operations back in January. What has been done so far?
Oh, we've got a lot of cleanup done with our staff in there. We've got a lot of dead branches out. We've getting caught up on the some of the deferred maintenance. We're into some of the existing buildings down there, the restroom, the old concession stand, making sure those are clean and getting some of the mechanical things caught up and up to date. More importantly, though, I think it's been just the opportunity that we're there, and we're seeing a lot of folks turning out, a lot of programming going on, simply because we have a physical presence there. You know, of the staff, two or more of the staff down there are rangers, service rangers. So they're not only working, but they're there to enforce the law. And we've, I think, certainly discouraged a lot of illicit and illegal activity, which has been, I think, a major milestone to get the people back in the park. And they see the work we've been doing. But primarily, it's been a lot of cleanup. And we're using a lot of 2015 as what we're calling a transition year, as we partner with City of Elyria. There's some of their rec programs, nature programs. Our staff is supplementing theirs. Again, the City of Elyria has done a very nice job in the last several years with their programming, and we're just kind of tagging along and watching what they do and make sure that we're supporting it and maximizing the opportunities down there.
How much access is there to the entire park? Because you have the river there, which creates sometimes maybe even a hazard.
Correct.
For people, but there's also areas that they build for viewing. But as far as the size of the park and how much access the public has to it at this time?
Well, virtually the entire park is accessible. After some of the big floods several years ago down along the one road where the river flooded, took out some of that road, the city themselves had gotten what was called the 319 grant, which is federal dollars, to do some restoration along the banks. So you can't drive down there much anymore. I shouldn't say you can't drive into the park. You can drive into the park, but you can't really drive through the park. So it's still 100% accessible to most people on both sides of the river. We know the folks on the east side, the Elywood side, really do enjoy a lot of walking. We're getting to know people over the weeks and months. They're walking those trails, using those trails. So when things are passable, when things aren't underwater or too muddy, virtually everything's accessible. We haven't really limited access to certainly to pedestrians. It's a little tougher, again, to drive since a lot of those roads have been washed out. Frankly, in our master plan, again, being responsible, we're not going to repave roads. We're going to look at a different model of people walking and biking and enjoying the park in that manner.
So a little bit, it reminds me of Burr Oak because you can drive down into it, but you don't drive to the other end because you'd be washed out every couple months.
Exactly right. And as again, we work with nature. I think it's our job to work with nature, not against it, fight it. It's a losing battle, as we've all acknowledged. And looking at some of the other models around the state, Cleveland Metro Parks along canalways, which, you know, floods very frequently down there. But they've got a beautiful park, and it's very similar circumstances where you can drive to the top of the park, and you can walk down, you can fish, and you can picnic. We just don't like a lot of people driving their cars through there, and it certainly presents new and different, I think, hazards when you start driving cars down into flooded areas. Also a nod to a lot of the updated and upgraded Ohio EPA rules and regulations where they don't like a lot of vehicles in flooded areas. A lot of the material from the road washes off on the cars. As we talk about the ford, people are just saying, you know, are you going to drive across the ford? Probably not. A large part of that is keeping the waterways clean. A lot of money and effort, studies have been done on the Black and other waterways, and you want to keep that. One of the largest pollutants in waterways, or including our stormwater, is the runoff from cars when you brake. That's a lot of metallic braking. And it washes off, gets into the waterways, and it's a lot of solid metals that go into our stormwater system that costs a lot of money to filter out. So,
see, I'm thinking more of like maybe leaking oils or different fluids
that
or whatever.
Too. Absolutely.
But obviously,
absolutely,
that's something different when you're talking about metals, which
well, yeah, and it, but it's also, it's hand in hand. It's brakes. It's the oils, tranny fluid, etc. Not healthy going in our waterways and having to filter that out and for us to have to consume that. So.
Sure. And it's not like you can have it's even a little bit from multiply that by the number of cars you might have.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Like that
so,
as well.
What else do you have coming up the rest of this year then? Because you talk about a time of transition, more public meetings, more planning, what?
Yes. We've had several meetings last fall. We had a big public meeting here about a month ago here at Elyria City Hall. Our consultant has been working with a lot of those ideas, the feedback from the people. We've also been meeting with a stakeholder committee meeting with the mayor, a lot of her staff, her Parks and Rec folks, and doing those meetings, we're kind of getting down the path here. So our consultant here in the next several weeks will be probably looking to complete some alternative master plans. Our game plan is to bring those master plans forward through another couple of public meetings and look to roll out a completed master plan probably late September and look to actually make some implementation of that by year end. Whether that's actual construction, a lot depends on the weather and other factors, but we'd love to see something get built from the master plan by the end of the year. If it's not built, it's pretty safe that we're going to be out on the streets with the bid package and looking to get underway as soon as we possibly can.
Does what you did in Lorain kind of benefit you in Elyria, knowing how you've maybe taken over something that the community has held dear but turned it over to the Metro Parks, and they see the results of what the Metro Parks can do to an area?
Yeah, absolutely. I think every day is a new day. We learn something, so it's been a learning experience. Very successful model. But every place is different, but we certainly have drawn a lot from that Lorain and Lakeview experience. And I think one of the biggest things we learned is that if you get it cleaned up, kind of restore it, make it safe, let the people, you know, program it and get the people back down there, that's a wonderful model and getting people back out into the parks and enjoying it. And you certainly can't beat that view at Lakeview along Lake Erie. But yeah, we did learn from that. It's been a great experience. I said every day, every project that we do is certainly something we learn from. We evaluate it as we go through the process, and when we're done, how do we make it better? So
you also have the publicity, and we're talking with Jim Zimnick of the Lorain County Metro Parks, of the Metro Parks and sort of the way you put out programs so that somebody in a different part of the county who knows their Metro Park can suddenly see more about Cascade that maybe wouldn't have entered their mind before and draws them into this area and brings them out to Elyria.
Absolutely. We're very proud of this county. We've got some phenomenal natural assets, natural resources. We're blessed with a great staff of people here. We're blessed with a great population who love the parks, support the parks. It kind of plays off on itself, and we're excited to bring it forward, to keep it clean and make it accessible.
Let's talk a little bit, just for a moment, about Lakeview. A couple of weeks ago, you brought on the dog. You brought on the dog to drive the gulls away and keep the beach clean. How has that gone so far?
Thus far, we did a checkup last week on that, and thus far, it's paying dividends. It's a little bit of a battle. It's again, you're battling, you know, wildlife and Mother Nature, but the dog has been successful. The dogs in keeping the gulls, and actually, we were starting to have some geese starting to land in there. Keeping them off the beach, and we're excited to see what the results of the testing is about the material, the fecal material that's left on the beach that ultimately gets into, again, Lake Erie, which nobody wants. So we're going to be excited to see those results. But thus far, observation is that the gulls are getting discouraged. You got to do some follow-up. You got to, it's a punch and jab. If you chase them off, they may find another place to land. You got to chase them off there and get them back, get them out before you...
Who's the geese spotter, then, who has to keep track of where they've gone or where they're hiding, they're waiting?
We've got a company called Ohio Geese Control. They're experts in this. They travel throughout the state. They've been monitoring it. Again, that was a partnership between the Metro Parks, the City of Lorain, the Health District, Lorain Health District, their own City Health District. And everybody's been watching it and monitoring it because we're all excited to hopefully get some results out of this. And we're excited. It's been, the model actually was achieved in Chicago and other Great Lakes states, up in Milwaukee along the Great Lakes. And they've had some good success with it. So we're pretty confident this is going to work. We're looking at our staff themselves are going to start bringing in and training their own dogs to help supplement that. We're excited.
And to me, it seems to be more of it's using a natural thing that happens as opposed to putting a structure. Sometimes you'll see wires or some ugly barricade or something like that. So this allows it to sort of just happen, and then when the dog's not there, everything is just the way it normally is.
Exactly right. It's nature working with nature, and that's sort of the theme. You work with it instead of against it, and it's very humane. No gulls were killed in this or injured in this exercise, so to speak. That's the caption.
Right.
But it's been very successful, and you're right. It's working with nature. Certainly, we've learned over the years in terms of working with geese in a lot of areas about using natural methods and how you let certain plants grow up around the periphery of a pond, and that discourages geese from landing there, laying their eggs, because their natural instincts is that perhaps a coyote or a fox might be hiding in the brush, so to speak. So you leave that. So you learn and you work with it.
It's funny because normally you want to clear brush maybe to make it look nice, and suddenly that opens up for other animals. And you don't realize that brush served a purpose in the greater scheme of things. So
absolutely,
it's something
as
a Metro Parks.
Yeah, sometimes the manicured look isn't the best.
Right. Jim Zimnick, our guest this morning from the Lorain County Metro Parks. Thank you for stopping in, sharing a little bit of what's happening here with Cascade Park.